Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
This week I want us to talk about the essentials of faith. Essentials of faith. First of all, the Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. If you have faith, you don't belong in the defeated camp at all. You have no position there, you have no place there, and you have no business there. Why? Because this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. In other words, if you have faith, you have automatically overcome the world. Tell your neighbor, welcome, overcomer. The problem with being online is you may not have a neighbor. But it is well. Those who are joining us from the other 34 places where we are streaming the service, you're welcome. And those who are online and in other countries, other cities, you're blessed. You shall miss nothing. Amen. So, you know, life can sometimes try to be funny, but you can turn things on it. And you go from victory to victory to victory to victory. How? Through faith. I was listening to Kenneth Hagin this morning, and in that message, which should have been somewhere when he was maybe in his 70s, he said he hadn't fallen sick for 55 years. You say, I'm there. Faith. What's going on? Now, faith. Yeah, 55 years. And I want you to join the company of those who refuse to participate in things like sickness, lack. I mean, not like L-U-C-K. I mean, L-S-C-K. You know, depression, all those annoying things. They are completely unnecessary. Why? Because there is a victory that is not overcoming, that it's not, it will overcome, but has overcome the world, even our faith. Ah! You see, we've been sold a thing. You may want, unless you're using your phone for notes, it will not help you very much at this point. Yeah, it will only rob you of the word of God. But you may be using it for notes, which is okay. We've been sold the idea that you have to win sometimes and lose sometimes. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus didn't win sometimes and lose sometimes. He was always winning. The only time when he had to die, he said, I laid down my life. He said, these guys can't stop me from living, and yet I have to die for them. So let me lay it down willingly. And he laid it down so that he can take it again. Now that's your elder brother. That's the family member. For those who have been telling us about all your other uncles, that one. That's the one you hadn't told us about. That's the one you should be telling all your friends about. That you guys, I have a guy in my life. My goodness. The Holy Spirit is here. And What does this in Ephesians 6? Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you'll be able to quench not some of, but all the fiery darts of the wicked one. All, without exception. Some people say, even the rich cry. In other words, if you have money, you should have sadness. If your marriage is working, then your ministry shouldn't work. Because you are with the wife the whole time and you don't have time to go and preach. The world, I'm here to chase all that corruption from your system. As for you, all things work together for your good. Everything works together for your good every day. Even now. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing is impossible with God. Amen. So faith is critically important. And as you saw in Mark 11, 22, let's go there. I'm trying to establish the ground on which we can build. So Jesus answered, said to them, have faith in God. This was after he had spoken to a tree and dried up. And they were marveling like, dude, you are now into you're drying trees when they are still in the soil. I said, no. I assuredly say to you, assuredly, as in this one, Mazimalire. Eh? This one, you cannot wiggle out of it. I say to you, whoever says. Yeah. Up to now, you've been polite, saying nothing, hoping for that thing to change by itself. Says to this mountain, not to God. Everyone is praying about something. Why? Where does it say that? Let me pray about it. What are you praying about? You're reporting the mountain to God. God is like, speak to the mountain. You're speaking to God. You see, if people don't think you have a problem up here, either that or you're very proud or what, you are not walking by faith. Yeah. You're not walking by faith. If everything you say is so normal and reasonable and acceptable to the general public, you say it and even people say, yeah, actually that's it. You're not, I can tell you right here, right now, you're not walking by faith. Yeah. If you are walking by faith, people will be trying to kill you. Like they are trying to kill Jesus. Or they would be so annoyed with you, or they would be hating on you. Or those who love you would love you to bits because you'd be solving a lot of their problems. Are there people this side? I'm saying, if your speech sounds normal to people, you are not walking by faith. Yeah. It's what it is. You're only walking by faith when you're saying things which people are like, that one. They almost wrote you off. They're like, a little error, you know. It's like that. He doesn't relate with reality. He's disconnected from reality. He's living in a bubble. Once they say that, then you know now you are living like God. He's disconnected from reality. He's living in a bubble. He says things that are not as if they are. As in, it's like looking at this lady and say, "This is red. That's God for you." "This is red." Like, okay. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Careful. Yeah. Be removed. You're saying to the mountain, "You malaria. You tumor. You spirit that chases men away from me when I'm ready to be married." Yeah? Be removed and be cast into the sea. And there's no doubt in it. Like, you say it and you don't doubt it at all. Why? You've been saying it so long. There is no longer room for... I mean, Abraham had only... Okay, no child of promise. Only had one with a house girl. But every day when they called him to eat, when they called him to go look at the animals, if they invited him for a meeting in town, they are saying, "Father of many nations, lunch is ready. Father of many nations, do you want to bathe warm water or cold water? Father of many nations, how much sugar do you want in your tea? Father of many nations." Look, I'm sure he doubted it for like the first year. Like maybe for the first month. But after a year of calling you Father, at some point you start believing it. Because you know, some of you, your challenge, by the way, this is a prophetic message. So everything I'm saying, I'm not saying it because it's written somewhere. It's because it's what God is saying to someone. Your challenge is you said it 1, 2, 3 times, it backfired, you felt so embarrassed, everyone called you a lunatic, and you quit. You shut up. You stopped speaking. You joined the ranks of the normal and defeated. But Abraham was told, God first talked to Abraham when he was 75. Do you know when the son came? 100. 25 years. How long have you been believing that thing for? 25 minutes. And you have already changed your confession. You're like, "Tebikola, this thing is not working." 25 years.
Not even 25 years old.
Father of many nations. Told you, no child. 25 years. Let's say it doesn't work completely. You know, at least you go to heaven in your heart. Because that's what they said about those guys. They said they did not receive the promise, but they... Yeah, Hebrews 11, even angry. It's as if... Because all of it is about Jesus. For them, they lived as if Jesus was there. And they died saying, "Where is this guy that was promised?" But they rejoiced. Now, of course, your miracle will come. I don't want to plant unbelief in you. Because even people who say, "Okay, let me just do it because it's the right thing to do," like those people who told Nebuchadnezzar, "Even if you, our God will save us, and even if he does not, he still saved them." You shall believe. Yeah. I'm here to chase unbelief. Yeah, I'm not here to just preach a small, short sermon. Give me 5. You will believe. I'm telling you, there is so much faith. If at least you don't believe, I'm here to believe for you. The thing, it's going to have to change. Yeah. It's going to change. Because your faith, the Bible says, Jesus taught and said, if you have faith, faith like a mustard seed. And said, if you plant it, it becomes like a what? A big tree with huge branches. One guy decided to shake the tree. So he went and hugged it. You know, one of those big trees. And he started shaking it. Guess who was shaking? It wasn't the tree. The guy was shaking the tree. What was shaking? He was the one shaking. You're going to build your faith until anything or anyone that tries to shake you, they will be shaken. They will be shaken. Aaron, I'm telling you. They will be shaken. They will realize this is a hard tree. Tough. This is too tough. Yeah. They will try you out, but they will find you to be. They'll be like, this, we chose the wrong home. We chose the wrong room. We chose the wrong church. We chose the wrong location. We chose the wrong MC. We chose the wrong business. We chose the wrong office. This is too hot to handle. Yeah, the demons will go back and say, where are you sent us? It's too hot to handle. Reassign us somewhere else. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Now, just sit down. I want to finish and we pray. Now, I told you I'm going to preach the same sermon. So, there are 5 points. 5 consistent points. 1 bad one and 4 good ones. Okay? To outweigh the bad ones. Amen. You receive it. So the first thing is an obstacle. Obstacle. We are talking about faith. When do you need faith? Obstacle. All faith stories start with an obstacle. All. Yeah, no one ever needed faith for nothing. It's like, you need money, but you have nothing to spend on. No, faith is to be spent on something. And the thing that you're going to spend faith on is an obstacle. The coming days I'll be sharing with you some of the obstacles. But I'm sure you're already seeing. Because sometimes you think that faith works for those with no issues. Then what does it do? It's like saying money works for those who have nothing to buy. Why would you need money if you have nothing to buy? Faith begins with God, but obstacle. You see that Jesus over there was an obstacle. He needed fruit, and the tree told him, boss, not today. And he's like, you're joking. You're talking to the wrong person. Ah! That's how you're going to respond to some of those things that are talking to you. So it starts with a, believe it or not, friends, brothers and sisters, obstacle. So if you are looking at one right now, instead of putting your thumb in your mouth and starting to cry, understand the time to apply your faith has come. Has come. Has come. On his way to becoming king of Israel, there was an obstacle called Goliath. He had to take care of it. Jesus met many obstacles. Sicknesses are obstacles. Yeah. Sickness is not of God. Sickness is here to steal your destiny and your money. So, and time. So, all and energy. Panange, what else? And joy. And distract your day. So, it's an obstacle. It's one of the most commonly used obstacles by the devil. Yeah, to stop you from serving, from preaching, from living. It's very hard to find there are very few human beings who have never fallen sick. Most human beings have had sickness. Yeah, 99 point something percent. And I am convinced that most sickness is demonic. Yeah. Most people think most sickness is natural. No, it's not. Yeah. If it was natural, Jesus wouldn't have dealt with it the way he did. He didn't go around distributing herbs. Which one was that? Try this green one. If it doesn't work, call me again. I'll bring a blue one. No. There was something behind the sickness. That's why Kenneth Hagin would say 55 years, no sickness. While he lived in an environment where everyone else lived and they were falling sick. Romans 8:11. For if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Are you understanding? He will give life to you. In other words, medic, give me a high five. Don't think you have to first have to fall sick, then whatever. No. The Holy Spirit can give life to your mortal body to the effect that then sickness is no longer allowed. Access denied. I like that. So see, that's an obstacle. Maybe you're ready to get married. Wonderful, beautiful, saintly sister in the Lord. And somehow all the brothers are wearing very dark shades. They cannot seem to see the obvious. You know, as a pastor, that's one of the things that I'm like, brothers, don't you see what's going on here? But that's an obstacle. You're facing an obstacle. And you know, you're going to say, but other people, why do they get it easily? You are not other people. Maybe now you're married, you want to have a child, 1 year, two, three, four, five, six. That's an obstacle. And then you're saying, Kale, there are people who are getting children, they don't even want the children. Yeah. Why is it that Abraham's children were resisted? If you think about it, why did Isaac take so long to come? Because even the devil knew what will happen when this child comes. Why did Jacob and Esau take so long to come? Children of promise. Why did Rachel's children take long to come? Her sister was just popping them like corn. And for her, Joseph wasn't coming because there was Egypt to save. And everything was being done to make sure Joseph doesn't come. So don't just be there. Everyone else has a child. Me, my nation should have a... No, no, no. It's time. Oh. Understand. That's just an obstacle. And the obstacle is not there to stop you. Yeah. It's going to check you. Peter says that the trial of your faith, which is much more precious than gold. As in, your faith is much more precious than gold. It says it will be tried. Projection team, if you type much more precious than gold, I can guarantee you will land in Peter. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Your faith may be tested. Abraham's faith was tested. Paul's faith was tested. David's faith was tested. Everyone's faith has been tested. But you have to look at the obstacle for what it is. When you're running in the hurdles, those races with hurdles, when they say the gun goes off and it's time to, don't start crying, saying, where have they put things ahead of us? The other guys have 100 meters, they just run with nothing. Now for us, they put for us hurdles. No, look, you are in a different race. You are not in a sprint race. You are in a hurdle race. Don't be confused between your race and the one of the sprint race. Obstacles. It starts with an obstacle. Yeah. There's always an obstacle. Right from the beginning, the world, it was dark and what? Void. That's the obstacle. And God had to deal with that obstacle. Dark and void. You want a beautiful universe, but all you have is dark and void. That's the obstacle. So do not misinterpret the obstacle to mean stop. The obstacle is not a stop sign. The obstacle is an advance sign. Advance past the obstacle. Some of you, where you live, when you go home tonight, you'll find that the gate is closed. Don't turn around and come back to church saying, I found the gate closed. No, you are going to open it and get into the house. I'm telling you, this is a very deep revelation. Because most people interpret obstacles for stop here. You can't go any further. No. It's time to advance. Using other tools. Yeah. You thought you would just walk through, but now you need tools. Are we together? And I want to share with you those tools. And you need to be a certain type of a person. I'll tell you about that. But so obstacle comes, and then there are only four things. I told you there are 5 points. The obstacle and four good points. The first is your faith promise. Or you could say, my faith promise. It all starts with the word. Once you find an obstacle, you will quickly find out there is already a word that has been given concerning that obstacle. Like every door has a key. Don't just stand there staring at the door wondering, how do I get in? Get the key. Every room has a door. Don't be on the wrong side where the door is not and you start crying beside the wall saying, how will we ever get in here? Just go around the corner and you find there's a door there. So my faith promise is my first response to the obstacle.
There is nothing you're going through for which there is no word given. Nothing. It's not there.
And if they tell you this is the key and you're not interested in the key, you're going to stand in front of the door and cry. But I can tell you there is nothing. Nothing. Not sickness, not poverty, not loneliness, not nothing. Yeah, even death, there is a word. Yeah.
There is nothing in the there is nothing in human experience which God has not anticipated and given a promise in response to that obstacle. It's not there.
Yeah. You just need to go find it and walk in it and rejoice in it. Don't stand there looking at the obstacle. Yeah. Are you tracking? That's the first thing. The second thing. Do you want to know the second thing? Tonight I'm just doing quick. Then we'll go through the details. So, what's the first one? My faith promise. Against the obstacle. What does God say about it? Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be. Huh? That goes forth from my mouth. What happened? It shall not return to me void, but shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. There is a thing for which he sent it. And that word shall prosper in the thing for which it is. Oh. The second one is my faith company. My faith company. Once you meet an obstacle, the first thing you know, there is a promise. The second thing you know, there is a company. There's a group of people. Which is, who are you hanging out with? Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron. When you're iron and you're hanging out with wood, you will not be sharpened. You'll just be cutting through it. So does a man sharpen the countenance of his friend. Acts 4:23-24. And being let go, these are the guys they had threatened and told not to preach. Being let go, what happened? They went home and decided not to preach as they had been instructed by the authorities. What does it say? They went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said. Go back. KJV. They went. And being like, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. What had they said to them? No more preaching in this name. Now, here is how you know you're in the right company. Look at the next verse. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. All were in agreement, saying, Lord, thou art God which has made heaven and earth. Sound of Isaac out today. And then they started praying this prayer. By the time they were done, the whole place was shaking. Who are you talking to about the obstacle? And what is their response? To go even deeper about the obstacle. Or is their response, let's pray. You need some let's pray friends, my friend. The ones of crying with you, nothing has happened. Yeah. You'll get pity, but not answers. The answer you want is not pity. The answer you want is the overcoming the obstacle. And I can tell you, most pity people are not faith people. Yeah. As a rule. Ladies, let me give it to you. The people you like to hang out with are the people you shouldn't be hanging out with. Especially if you have an obstacle. Yeah, you should be going to other people who you, they don't even want to hear the details. Eh? What? And what? Okay, let's pray. Let's pray. Put on some music. This thing must change. You talk for 6 hours about the problem. And then he said, that's my BPF. BFF. Your BFF is your anti-faith company. Anti-faith. Some of you have anti-faith company. You have anti-faith company. The person you talk to and say, she clicks me. After she has clacked you, the obstacle is still there. You are not in need of being clacked. The woman with the issue of blood didn't want Jesus to click her. She wanted the situation to change. Jairus' daughter, when she was dead, Jairus was not looking for someone to understand his grief. He needed a dead raiser. Yeah, I'm preaching good. Don't shut me down. I'm saying your desired company may not be your faith company. It may be your anti-faith company. The people you hang out with for the thing to stay the same. Yeah, you're a leper, you hang with lepers. You're broke, you hang with broke people. You're single, you hang with single people. Who is shutting me down when I'm preaching good? You're looking for a job, you hang with other people who are looking for jobs. It's time to find your faith company. If you're on a sick bed, you don't need hugs, you need healing. Are you understanding? Do you want the third response? These are the appropriate faith responses to your obstacle. Is your faith, my faith promise, my faith company. The third is my faith confession. My faith confession. What are you saying? Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit of what you're saying. You will have what you say. Psalm 17, verse 4. Concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept away from the paths of the destroyer. By the word of your lips, I have kept away from the paths. Give us KJV. I'm sure there is a certain version I'm looking for. By the word of thy lips have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. I'll research the version I want later. But what are you saying? Lastly, it's your faith action. Your faith action. This is now when you fight the fear. What are you going to do next? My faith action. James talks a lot about faith without works being dead. As in you have it, but it is dead. Yeah. How many of you want to have a dead friend? Like, I have my friend, but he's dead. What's the point of having a friend who's dead? So, faith. The one that overcomes our dying is what? Dead. Why is it dead? You took no action. Why didn't you take action? You were fearing the crowd and your friends. You feared the people. Yeah. At some point, you have to realize the other people you're fearing, they don't have the same problem as you. Their obstacle is not your obstacle. So as for you, your faith action, if you keep weighing public opinion, a point which is, I say, as for my neighbor to the left and to the right, I don't know their problem, but as for me, I am extricating myself from this predicament. Are you understanding? So what are your four responses? One, you have already forgotten. My faith promise. Two, three, four. Look, if you do these things consistently, it is impossible for the obstacle to stay standing. Yeah. It is impossible. Acts chapter 14, verse 8. Acts 14:8. Just to show you one sample, then I share with you one thing, and then we have communion and go and come back tomorrow ready to attack the obstacles with our faith promise, our faith company, our faith confession, and our faith what? And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. Obstacle. How many of you think that's an obstacle? Yeah. Look, they don't come as commonly as that. You, it's your right knee itching. That's your obstacle. You have a red eye and you're calling your location pastor about it. A white what? White boy man. Some people don't understand that language. But this is a real obstacle. Without strength in his feet, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. This is an obstacle. Yeah. I don't know what obstacles you're facing, but this one is real. And these are not forged stories. These are real stories of people who experienced this. Never walked. Never walked. That right there is a hectic obstacle for the man, for his friends,
for his family.
Yeah, they don't give us his age. But now imagine what his family was going through. His father and mother. Many parents that have children with disabilities, they feel shame. They hide them. You may not never even know that they have that child because they always keep them away. So this young man may have gone through that growing up, the rejection. He didn't go to school like everyone else. Or if he went, he had no one to play with. And it says he was sitting, so he didn't even have a wheelchair. Okay, I don't know if there were wheelchairs back then. But every time you see an obstacle, think about the cascading challenges that it poses to that person and other people in their lives. What did the parents go through when they had a child that is crippled? Maybe they called them cursed. Maybe they said they were sinners. They had sinned something. They were not righteous. Maybe they told them God was punishing them. Some of you obstacles, people have told you God is punishing you. God is teaching you a lesson. There is a curse in your family. Someone, you know, sacrificed a goat and ate the ears. I it may sound funny, but I know I'm talking to someone. Yeah. People have convinced you that there is a divine layer of something behind the obstacle. Whether it's there or not, it's not the point. You have to just recognize the obstacle for what it is. Obstacle. And start in your mind saying, we are going to go past this obstacle. There is a way around it, or through it, or over it, or under it. I don't know. But whatever it is, we must find ourselves on the other side of it. Oh, yes. To never have anything stop you in life. Yeah. You must be fierce on the inside. Yeah. Should continue looking gentle and beautiful on the outside, but inside there must be a lion-like character. Yeah. One who looks at the obstacle and says, this one. Yeah. We have dealt with others like this one before. You're not the first, okay? We're going past you. Thank you. Ah! I know someone's faith is rising. I know that someone is getting an answer to prayer right now about an obstacle that has tried to present itself to you, but it's gonna shake because it's finding you as a strong tree. First, sit down. So, at Lystra, this man, what did he do for a living? So, when you're a cripple, mostly it's to beg. Begging. So you are a victim. You think everyone owes you. Like, Sam, give me Sam. Also, don't you see? I'm suffering. You feel disempowered. You fully wear the victim cloak with embroidery. Victim. 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 Eh? Haven't you met people like that? Even the way they tell you the story, like this one, eh? They need a kick in the back. somewhere. It's the only thing that can help them, because from the way they are talking, they are not assessing the situation the way it should be assessed. Like, this thing is destroying your life. It's not time to play victim. It's time to cut a wire. Obstacle. Yeah, this is a hectic obstacle. Never walked. What? Paul found himself in the midst of such obstacles. Look at him and Silas in jail, beaten, in stocks, midnight. You think they gave them dinner? Banange, the prisoners. Let's give them. No! And the guys are there thinking, what's our next move? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Beaten, nothing, no rights, no food, hungry. But they are just there saying, Mwana Cyrus, Tugenda Chikuba, what's next? What's next? Like, let Oluimba. Naimbira ni mama, naimbira nga mukambulamu wange. And they didn't have a band. Before you know it, the jail is shaking. You need to have that attitude. Yeah. You know, just lying down and let the devil roll over you. He will, don't think he has any mercy. He will actually roll over you. Yeah. So tell yourself, I'm not a victim. And I'm not going to take it lying down. Hey, sit down. Now, this cripple realized that this thing of being inside the house and they just bring you soup and greens and playing victim is not going to work. When he had a rumor that there were some evangelists in town, he said, I'm going. I don't know who will take me. I don't care if no one wants to take me. But here where I am, it's not working. I need a change of environment. You see, the story is so short, it doesn't tell you the details. Because in the next verse it says, this man heard Paul speaking. Paul wasn't speaking inside his room. Paul was having a public meeting somewhere. This guy, there, crippled, never walked, he decides, I don't know what it will take to go from here to where that guy is preaching, where that preacher is. But I'm going. Whatever it takes, whether I drag myself or I implore people to say, put me on a sack and carry me there, I am going to my faith company. His faith company was at the meeting where Paul was preaching. Not at home. Your faith company is often going to be far away from your current condition. And until you're ready to change the environment and say, I'm going to pick myself up and go where the help is. Yeah. This guy, he woke up. They told him there is a preacher. He says, I'm going. And I think they're like, where are you going? What do you mean you're going? I'm going. How are you going? I'm going. He had to faith his faith company. Your faith company will not come to you. You will have to go to them. The people who are going to help you, they are not going to come for you. They are not coming for you.
You are going. Mary had to go to Elizabeth.
Elizabeth didn't come looking for Mary. So, when you're playing victim, you sit down, put your thumb in your mouth and say, okay, even me know I'm going to come and help me. No, they are not coming. It's just what it is. Human beings, everyone is trying to save their skin. No one is coming. Yeah, no one is coming. Yeah. You're going to have to pick yourself up and say, over there, those guys there are the people I need to hang out with for my church to grow. So, ready or not, here I come. Yeah, many of you are running businesses that are so small, you're waiting for your mentors to find you. Go join BLN and go find your mentors. Otherwise, you're stuck with a small business. No one is coming for you. Yeah, I'm sorry, but no one is coming for you. You're going to have to go. You see that woman with the issue of blood? Jesus wasn't going around looking for her. Yeah, she said, If I may just touch, yeah, I'm going to find this guy. Blind Bartimaeus. He didn't sit at home saying, why don't they tell Jesus to pass by our house also? No. Jesus! Son of David! They tried to shut him down. He couldn't be kept quiet. He was like, I have found my faith company. It's now or never. Oh, yes. Are you following? Where do you need to go? Who do you need to find? Which group of people do you need to get attached to? You know, all the people who are doing well, they don't easily let new people into their circle. So, first of all, if you're... How do I put this? If you are not successful, but you're also easily offended, you'll be the one that... Yeah, those guys, they like each other so much. I tried to join their group, they didn't even invite me to their party. Your bad attitude is going to keep you in the wrong company. Yeah, you must be like, those guys, I'm going to qualify on them. Until they give me a chair on that table. Yeah. That's how it works. Don't think successful people are going to say, my man, there is this other struggling, whatever. Let's create a chair here. Let's send an emissary to find him. No, they are too busy trying to get even better than where they are. They're also looking for their faith company, which is the next level. You think they are going to move in reverse to find you? You go find them. You see, this sounds like common sense, but sometimes it's not so common. I've had to always find my faith company. Yeah, God can open a door for you, but then you have to go. You have to go, and you have to really go. Me, I don't do little. What? I really go and be like, now I'm part of you, whether you like it or not. Yeah. Everything you have, before you know it, I've arrived. Invited on. I don't wait for invitations. No. I just show up. I just keep showing up. Until they say, this guy... Are you understanding? Yeah. Just determine within your heart that your story doesn't end the way it is now. Yeah, you're going to do something. So, this fellow, he couldn't stay at home when the crusade is in town. He's like, can you imagine? And there are crowds. What about if there's a stampede? And people step on you and you die. He's like, hey, If I die, I die. Yeah. It's better to die trying than die without. But I'm going. Tell your neighbor, I'm going. I'm going to my faith company. Go to your faith company. Yeah. I have had to go to my faith company. You know, God opens the door, but then now you have to take your... Yeah. I had to go to Andrew Womack to be ordained. I was going to a city I'd never been to. I didn't know anyone. So I put it out, and someone's, you know, when you're looking, who knows someone, 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 who lives in such and such a city? Yeah. Then you go, Colorado Springs. No one. And there was a lady who knew a guy who knew a couple who lived in the city. Yeah. You know when people come to pick you at the airport and it's like they have to have a name, a placard. It's like, are you the one? Yeah. They, then they take you and they house you the whole week, dropping you at the conference, picking you at night. They drop you in the morning at 8, they pick you at 10 p.m. Looking for my faith company. Some of you can't even come to the service from just... Yeah. Look, God is not mocked. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that he shall reap. I know what I have sown to get where I am. I know what I have sown to get where I am, and I know what I need to sow to get where I'm going. So, you go find them. Andrew Mark, Mike Brain, John Maxwell, Tim. You're like, these things are expensive. You're looking for your faith company. Otherwise, you will not have Harvest Institute. If you just stay around in the company of the mediocre who think they know what they are doing. But you don't. Bishop Doug. He just put out his first two crusades. I'm thinking, I need to go at least to one of them because now. But one is those ends. The other is those ends. You're like, what are we going to do? That's your faith company. You're either going to Madagascar or Liberia. Yeah. Go there and start speaking your French. Bonjour. Je m'appelle Mosé. Et toi? Oui. Moi. Hein? Ah. Crusade. Evangelist. Faith company. Are you ready to look for your faith company? You're not ready to die. Don't get into faith company which is in heaven. No. Anyway. Lystra, where were we? I did finish. So this man heard Paul speaking your faith promise. What was Paul speaking? The gospel. He was preaching about the goodness of God. You can check whatever he spoke elsewhere. He was always talking about the resurrection, the forgiveness of sins, and how God has made a way. And Paul, observing him intently, and seeing that he had faith to be healed as a result of the word that he was hearing. The word that he was hearing. started to receive faith as he was listening to Paul. Started entertaining notions of not being a cripple anymore. Ha! That's my faith company. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I can tell you what you're listening to is determining the outcome. What you're listening to is determining the outcome. The man had faith to be healed. He had already come too far. He was like, I'm going to the crusade. And you see, he wasn't even, like, Paul could see him. So he wasn't too far back. He was near the front. Because as he observed him intently, sometimes you can see that the person has got it. Next verse, he said with a soft voice, to avoid the embarrassment in case it doesn't work. What are you saying softly that you should be saying loudly? What are you saying softly that you should be speaking loudly? But because you're fearing opinions, they say speak. Amen. No. Paul said with a loud voice, he unleashed a confession. Stand up straight on your feet. Your faith action. And he started explaining to Paul how he has been a cripple from birth. How they even tried the other doctor and it didn't work. How his mother really tried so much. How his father has to do an extra job to maintain him. Eh? How he has no wife. What does it have to do? What did the man do? He didn't just stand up slowly. Say, let us see. Sample. What? No. Zip, like a frog. Faith action. Tomorrow, on Thursday, on Friday, I'll be sharing more with you about the obstacle, your faith promise, your faith company, your faith confession, and your faith action. Why don't we stand and pray? Yes, thank you, Father. We bless your name.
Lord,
you're merciful.
Yes, Lord.
There is nothing too hard for you.
Yes, Father.
There is no mountain you cannot reach. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is nothing you cannot do. There is no mountain you cannot move. I trust in you. You are my God. Sing it again. There is nothing you can't. Say that from the bottom of your heart. There is nothing you cannot do.
There is nothing you cannot do. There is no mountain you cannot move. Yeah, I trust in you.
You are my God. Going to sing again from the bottom of your heart and the top of your voice and believe God to change whatever situation it is. Father, we thank you. Every mountain, no mountain of sin, addiction, sickness, financial need, work frustration, marital delay, child conception delay, no mountain can stand against your word. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to whatever mountain you are dealing with and command it out of your way. And I declare in the name of Jesus that today you start going over that obstacle,
yes.
Be it sickness,
yes.
Be it an addiction,
yes.
Be it a need,
yes.
Be it a condition, whatever, it doesn't matter what it is,
yes.
In the name of Jesus, every growth ceiling is broken in the name of Jesus. There shall be no limitations over your head in the name of Jesus. No limitations over your head. Thank you, Father. Someone you need to forgive. That's the obstacle. That's the glue that's keeping the obstacle in place. There's someone you need to forgive completely and let them go. You need to forgive. It's keeping you down. It's keeping you from reaching where God wants you to go. So let go of whatever it is. Thank you, Father. Just pray in the Spirit. Pray in tongues. Start receiving your miracle right now. Start receiving your miracle of healing. Start receiving your miracle of deliverance. Start receiving your miracle of a different marriage from the one you've been experiencing. Because God is giving it to you. God is renewing things in your life. Start receiving your miracle of childbearing. in the name of Jesus. Malaka sikale bregede. Start receiving your miracle. Every seed of marital delay is broken in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. The person God has chosen for you shall manifest in the next few weeks. Thank you, Jesus. I expel every kind of sickness and every demon behind it.
Yes.
Every spirit of witchcraft,
yes,
from every place,
yes,
be gone. Be gone now. Every infirmity now. Heart condition, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Every heart condition, be healed. Be healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep praying in the Spirit. Keep praying in the Spirit. Receive your miracle, someone. Receive your miracle from God. Whatever it is. If you are sick in any part of your body, put your hand. Lay hand on yourself. Just put your hand where the sickness is. And command it to leave you. There is faith in the room right now. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Oh yes. I release resources into your businesses right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes. We open every door of opportunity that has been closed.
Yes.
Over your endeavors.
Yes.
Into your ministry.
Yes.
Yes. Receive it.
Yes.
Receive miracles, financial miracles. Financial miracles of every kind. In your work.
Yes.
In your business.
Yes.
Whatever you lay your hands to do.
Yes.
It shall prosper.
Yes.
You shall prosper. You shall not be small.
Yes.
You shall not be diminished.
Yes.
You shall expand.
Yes.
To the left, to the right.
Yes.
Oh yes, there is a lifting. You're going higher in the things of the Spirit. Your prayer life is changing.
Yes.
Your prayer life is changing.
Yes.
Someone, your prayer life is changing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Someone, receive the Holy Spirit. A new dimension. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. You're welcome right now. Fill us afresh. New dimension. New dimension. Your eyes are being opened. Spiritual eyes are being opened. Your ears are being opened. To hear as the land.
Thank you, Jesus.
You will not be disappointed. Your faith will yield fruit. Thank you, Lord. If you're here before we have communion, if you're here and you've not given your life to Jesus, I want to pray for you to receive Christ. Amen. Whether here or in any of our hosting centers, okay, the other locations where we are streaming, you're saying, Pastor, I want that faith. I want that confidence to walk with God. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to be born again. I want to pray with you. Every head bowed, as we are all in prayer. Can I see your hand if you're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus? Oh, you just come. Just come. This sister has opened the door for us. You're welcome. God bless you. You want to give your life to Christ? Come now. Come. Run quickly before we have communion. Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Welcome. Welcome. Can I shake your hand? God bless you. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Let's welcome them. Let's welcome them. Come quickly, come quickly. Take for yourself the free gift of salvation. God is turning your life around. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Keep coming. Keep coming. Anyone else? I see some people coming. Let's welcome them. Keep coming. Keep coming. Tonight is a time of salvation. Today is a day of salvation. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else? Keep coming. Come, come. Come from wherever you are. Come quickly. Come and we pray together here at the front. You want to give your life to Jesus? He'll turn your life around. Bible says he beautifies the humble with salvation. At all the locations, there's a pastor at the front receiving those who are giving their life to Jesus. Can we celebrate this wonderful brothers and sisters? Can you pray with me? Just pray what I'm going to pray. The Bible says, with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth you confess salvation. So say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Say it audibly. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I come to you.
I come to you.
I ask for your forgiveness.
I ask for your forgiveness.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Give me salvation as a gift.
Give me salvation as a gift.
That I may become,
that I may become
God's own.
God's own.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
I receive you as my Lord and my Savior.
And I will follow you all my days.
And I will follow you all my days.
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we celebrate them as they... I want you to go with this brother. You're just going here. Just over here. We want to write your names so that we can be praying for you. Is that okay?
Oh, yes.
We'll be praying for you. We'll be praying for you. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Amen. I'm going to ask you to sit very briefly so you can receive the communion, because you need to hold it.
Sing praises to your name, oh Lord, praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I'll sing great.
Father, we thank you for this bread and this drink. We receive it as the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus. The body that was broken, that ours may be made well. And the blood that was shed, that our sins may be forgiven, and that we may have remission of sins. We receive it by faith and declare that no one shall remain sick in this church, in our midst. We expel all sickness from our midst. Sickness, I command you to leave this church now, right now. Every single one of you kinds of diseases, be gone in the name of Jesus. And we receive restoration to sonship, that we will know our position and whose we are and walk with confidence. In Jesus' name, amen. You can have the bread and the drink. Is there someone who came with any situation that you can detect physically or whichever way that something has changed? If you're there, can I see your hand? Thank you, Lord. You can detect, you can tell that something has changed, whatever it was. Okay, I see those hands. Thank you, Jesus. Now, bulldog faith. Don't allow any sort of symptom to convince you when it comes back. You have your promise. You have your company. Your confession and your action. So start doing things that you are not doing before. That's your faith action. Be confident about it. Amen. God will not let you down. Amen. Now, what we've been doing in season 21, after we woke up to the fact, is that people sow a seed into the word. So if you're interested in doing that, once I've closed, you can do that in these baskets, or they'll put up a number that you can send it to if you want to do that. Otherwise, you're blessed. Tomorrow, we'll be back. In the coming days, we'll do some other different things. Today, we are setting up what we are going to do. We may pray for people. We may anoint some people. We may pray for different things as the Lord leads, really. But just to be open to what God wants to do. Amen. I hope you have, your faith is already up there. You're ready to go and take on the obstacle. Let's stand up and close this service. So, Father, we thank you, we bless you, because you're faithful to us. And you have been faithful to us. So may your name be praised. And friends, may God bless you. May your faith be strong. May you find your faith company. May you stick to his promises. May your confession not leave you in spite of the circumstances. And may you get the courage to take the right action. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Now and forever. Amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow at 5.
For listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.